Now, the fourth center is the one where things begin to be human instead of simply the animal nature of man sublimated into pseudo-human activities. The fourth chakra is at the level of the heart. And the name of this is Anahata, which is a very strange name. It means not hit. But the full translation of the sense of this term is the sound that is not made by two things striking together. What would that sound be? All the sounds that we hear are made by two things striking together. The sound of my voice is the air striking the vocal cords. Something strikes something. What would the sound be that is made by two things, but not made by any two things striking together? It is the sound of the energy of which the universe itself is a precipitation. The energy, in theological terms, of God's creative will, which brings about the world and of which the world is the apparition. That is antecedent to things, and the hearing of that sound would be the awakening of the realization of the immanence of the divine power in all things, in yourself, everywhere, all the time. Now we're getting to the beginning of the reference of mythological symbols, telling you that things are radiant of a mystery which hides behind their masks, and which you, if you can bring your own spiritual experience up to that center in yourself, will by resonance recognize. Now, of course, we all know what this sound is. If you don't think you know, just ask Allen Ginsberg. It's Om. The Sanskrit way of reading Om is by analyzing O into A and U. In Sanskrit, A and U combined are O. So we have this syllable, A-U-M. When you pronounce Om, it starts in the back of the mouth, ah, and then the sound mass fills the mouth, ooh, and then it closes at the lips, mm. This is called the four-syllable word. The fourth syllable is the silence surrounding Om, supporting Om, and buzzing within it, so to say. Now, these three letters, R, U, M, are allegorically interpreted as follows, so that they will represent the entire universe in all its nature. R represents, or is said to suggest, waking consciousness. That's our condition here. In waking consciousness, the subject and object of knowledge, I, C, U, are separate from each other. The objects are gross objects, that is to say they're made of heavy, slowly modifying substance. They are illuminated from without, they're not self-radiant.